Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So the good news is the Dodgers won the World Series. It's over. Baseball got through the season. And now the real fun begins in this town. Because God knows there's no fun with the football teams. So we have an offseason that's beginning. It should start off on Friday with Steve Cohen being approved by the owners. I am still confident that the mayor of this beautiful city is not going to stick his nose in this issue. He's not going to block Steve Cohen. He's not going to delay Steve Cohen. At least I'm being hopeful.
From your lips to God's ears, you know my feeling on that.
I'm trying to talk it into existence, you know, right, kind of like the opposite of the Trevor Lawrence thing.
Right, I understand.
And so now we're going to have an offseason. And I read this out of NBC Sports Philadelphia. And I'll admit, I laugh at it. You may be bothered by it. You may not care. It's up to you. I laughed at it, and I'll explain why. According to a person close to JT Realmuto, the Oklahoma native would like to remain in Philadelphia and is not particularly keen on playing in New York. However, Joe,
if they pay him enough,
if that's where the record-setting money is, Realmuto will eat heroes instead of hoagies. So, duh.
Yeah.
I mean,
come on. Right. I hate New York, but if they gave me the most money, I'm in.
Yeah, and you know what? That doesn't bother. I don't care. And I'll give you an example.
No,
it's always
care.
The one that jumps out at me because he was a great, great New Yorker. He's now a New Yorker, basically. Karsten Charles Sabathia. Remember that? He doesn't want New York. Doesn't want to come here.
That is true.
Yankees had to give him a shock and awe kind of contract to get him away from the Bay Area because that's where he wanted to go. CC signs with the Yankees. And guess what? Because, and I still believe this, don't disagree with me, Joe, even if you do, just go with it. This is the greatest city in the world, all right? Whether you believe it or not, just go with it. It's the greatest city in the world. And I am confident whether it's JT Realmuto or it's CC Sabathia or whoever it is, you play here, you succeed here, and we will come back. I can promise you that. You'll love it here. So I don't really care when I see, he prefers not to be in New York. Whatever.
Well, that's all. It's all about the money. You pay him the most money, he's coming to the
Mets.
And that's it. I mean, we know that.
Look, the question you've got to ask yourself, and I think it's a very fair, interesting debate, is from a Met perspective, do you want to give him a record-setting contract? Do you want to? I mean, JT's a very good baseball player. I'm not denying that. But do you want to give a very, very long-term contract, because that's what it's going to take. Forget the money. Forget how much you have to pay him. I mean, it is what it is. Cohen's got it. But do you want to commit, 6 years to a guy that's going to be 30 when the season starts next year? Is there a concern about a decline from JT Realmuto? That's a fair question.
Yep.
Because I'll tell you, if I don't have this, if I have a budget, and I assume even with Steve Cohen, there's going to be some semblance of a budget. I'm not just signing every free agent. I actually would put him, believe it or not, I put him down on the list. I wouldn't even put him two. I think I'd put George Springer over JT Realmuto as well. Because I don't think you need a superstar catcher. I don't think you have to have that, you know?
You know, I think too with George Springer, I think one of the reasons I think I would take Springer over Realmuto is just the winning he's done, you know? He's been a money player. He's in the playoffs all the time. He's won a championship. He's been to a couple World Series. You know, they've done a lot of winning in Houston. And to me, that's a big deal to bring a veteran guy like Springer in who knows how to win. I mean, I think there's something to that, bro.
And I'm going to assume just from his Connecticut ties that he may actually really love New York and want to be here in New York.
He might.
I also think there are other options at catcher. Not to suggest it's as good as JT Realmuto. There aren't a lot of great catchers, but you know, a guy like James McCann is a free agent. He's pretty much the same age. He's been a very productive offensive player over the last year and a half. He's a real good defensive catcher. And you probably are going to have to give him like half, maybe even less than that, of what JT would want. So
right, right.
Whenever I give this opinion to some of my fellow Met fans off air, they'll say, oh, but you won't be upset if they sign him. I didn't say I'm going to be upset if they sign him.
Look, if they sign Realmuto, we'll be doing a dance because this is something they don't, the Mets don't do.
No, I know.
But I mean, but I'm with you. I think I'd go Bauer, Springer, then Realmuto.
Yes. This reminds me.
That's how I would go.
This is not a good comparison, but I don't know why this reminds me. It reminds me of about a decade ago. There were three quote-unquote big free agents, okay? The three free agents were Oliver Perez, John Lackey, and who was the third? There was a third guy. I can't remember who it was now.
All pitchers?
I don't think it was a pitcher. I think it was a position player. I can't remember who the third guy was, and we would go back and forth on who we preferred. And we preferred John Lackey, but we really liked Oliver Perez. And obviously the Mets ended up re-signing Oliver Perez, and that was a disaster.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
But
he's still pitching. Ollie Perez is still around.
I know. Good for him.
Enough.
Good for him. You know what? Good for him. He's turned himself into a
major
career.
He's made a lot of money, you know, now basically as a left-handed specialist, whatever you want to call him. He's made a lot of money.
You have to humble yourself to do that, too. I mean, especially when you're a starting pitcher getting paid a lot of money. I know he's getting paid money, but you still have to kind of humble yourself a little bit. So I give him a lot of credit.
No question.
But, yeah, I think that for the Met fan early on, you know, any big free agent's going to excite us.
Yep.
You know? We haven't drank water in a very long time. We're thirsty. We're very, very thirsty. You give us a little bit of water, I mean, we're going to be thrilled.
Yep.
But yeah, if we're trying to have an intelligent conversation about all this thing, yeah, give me Trevor Bauer. That'd be my preference on the whole thing. But this is exciting, man. You got to admit, it's kind of exciting.
Well, I'll be more excited when it's all done and his honor, as whatever you want to call him. There's a few other things that different people call him. Different show hosts may call him. And I don't mean radio show hosts. but I'll feel better when the votes are in and De Blasio says, yes, Steve, we welcome you in.
I got my friends on the Met text chat basically saying what I was saying to you yesterday. Can Steve Cohen just say, all right, we're moving to Long Island. Okay, we're going to go move to Jersey.
Right.
Because this whole thing about his power to block it because of the lease agreement.
It's absurd.
It's absurd, right. Yeah. You know. It's got us wondering, like, if there's going to be no fans anyway, right? There's no fans anyway. Can they play where the Long Island Ducks play? You know?
Look, if it was Robert Wagner, if it was John Lindsay, if it was Abe Beam, if it was David Dinkins, if it was Ed Koch, if it was Rudy Giuliani, if it was Mike Bloomberg, I'd have no problem. I'd be very, very confident that the right thing was going to be done. I hope I didn't leave out any of those mayors there.
Hit a lot of them.
Okay. I would be very, very confident that the right thing would be done. But it's none of those guys. It's Bill de Blasio.
No,
and
I get it.
That scares the hell out of me.
I totally get it. So the way it works now is 5 days where you can talk to your free agents exclusively. Okay. So this matters more, I think, with the Yankees than the Mets because there aren't really any Met free agents that we're, you know, pining to keep right now. With the Yankees, it's significant. I mean, the biggest part of the Yankee offseason is probably the retention of certain guys. The retention of DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
certainly Masahiro Tanaka. I think those are the two guys.
I'm not
that
crazy
are on your
about
mind.
Tanaka to the Mets. I heard somebody bring I really don't. I think Tanaka's on the decline and I would not bring Tanaka in.
Would you keep him if you're the Yankees?
I think he's probably worth more to the Yankees than anybody else at this point.
You know
what I mean? I think he's better off – for him, I think he's better off staying there than going somewhere else.
I kind of think that Tanaka's either going to be a Yankee or he's going to go back to Japan.
Oh, that could be.
Like, those seem to be the two options, only because I don't know if after 7 years here he's going to go somewhere else. And I view this about him for a while, despite what happened in the postseason this year, that he's more valuable to the Yankees than he is to the Cincinnati Reds or even to the New York Mets. Like, there's a value to Tanaka. And despite the two starts in the postseason that were bad, I would still trust that, hey, I want to give him the baseball in a big spot. He's not my ace. You know, obviously, Gerrit Cole's my ace.
Right.
And there are so many young guys that you're going to have to rely on if you don't replace Tanaka. Like, if you let him go, he goes back to Japan or he goes to another major league team. I mean, either you're replacing him with young guys that you're just keeping your fingers crossed on, or you're signing somebody else. Well, if you look at the options of guys you're going to sign, and they're not going to spend the kind of money to bring in a Trevor Bauer, the guys that are out there, I'd rather keep Tanaka if that's my choice.
Right, right.
And he does give you, despite the decline that you talk about, and I understand that he wasn't good during the playoffs and he's getting older and he is pitching with the partially torn UCL. In the 10 starts he made this past year, he was really good. He was really effective in those 10 starts.
I just wouldn't throw money at him if I'm the Mets. I wouldn't do that. You know?
Nah, forget it. For the Mets, I wouldn't either. No, I think the Mets need to go big game hunting. Yeah. They need to go get Trevor Bauer.
Yep.
I think for the Yankees, he certainly serves more value. He's kind of like that reliable arm.
I would agree.
To bring him back. And DJ, I mean, they got to keep
DJ's
DJ.
DJ's a no-brainer. I mean, for the Yankees, DJ LeMahieu's a no-brainer. And I wouldn't even let him get the free. I'd be talking to him now, trying to nail it down.
Yeah, the risk of there's risk on both ends. If you just do it now and you say, let's just take care of him, who knows what the market would have shown you. The market may not pay DJ LeMahieu, not because he isn't great, but because, I mean, teams have lost so much money.
Yeah, because of the pandemic. Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. And not only did they lose a lot of money, Joe, they're looking at 2021 and they are nervous. They are very nervous about what's going to happen. I mean, I was reading the NBA financials. Oh, my God. Their revenue is – they're going to lose 40% of their revenue if they can't open up the gates this year to fans. Mm. And look, it's funny. I was joking with my wife the other day. Like, the Nets still have my money from this past year and the upcoming year. And so, yeah, great. They get to hold on to it. And eventually I'm going to get my tickets, eventually. But they're not getting any more money from me. And they're not getting any more money from anybody else. Like, they've got their season ticket money, but that's it. Like, there's no new money coming in. And it's not coming anytime soon.
Right.
So it's a major, major hit. That's a part of what the NBA's got to figure out, what the cap's going to look like. But, okay, forget the NBA. Baseball's got to figure that out. Like, I think this is going to be one of those off seasons where if a team says, we have no money to spend, we as fans are actually going to say, yep, yeah, no, you're right. You don't have money to spend. Like, I'll understand it. And I'd be interested to see what the players say. The players are going to say, no, you really do have money. Do you? I mean, I know they get a lot of money from TV. I get that.
Well, that's coming soon when that collective bargaining agreement's up. Boy, I'll tell you, get ready for that.
Yeah.
Get ready for the fun and games when you're talking about that, bro. I'll tell you. I can tell you right now, I won't be missing anything.
Listen,
talking about a baseball work stoppage, I can tell you right now.
There's a lot of things I don't think you'll miss about talking about.
No.
I think of the Astros cheating scandal. That's one of
that
the
stuff,
things.
The steroid stuff. Steroids. Oh, my God, please. Please.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.